The Chris Byrne Show, powered by Dynamic Money, creating personal financial plans built for life.
Hello and welcome to The Chris Byrne Show. So good to have you along this Sunday afternoon because truly, friends, this show is about you. It's not primarily about just what's going on in the news. And if it was, you would have heard a thousand shows already describing for you the reality of unemployment right now, the reality of businesses struggling, how Congress is trying to figure out, do we pass a new stimulus plan? How do we revise current stimulus that we've done for small businesses? All these things are going on, but the true question is how does that trickle down to your life? How does it filter to your specific situation? I want to spend the next hour focused on that. And specifically, if you were planning to buy or sell your house, back in February, we had the lowest foreclosure rate on record because everything economically was looking great coming out of last year. And so maybe you had plans to buy or sell your home, or now you're in a home or apartment, but you know you're one of close to 40 million Americans now who have filed for unemployment, and you say, I don't know how to afford it. How do you handle housing in a recession? How do you handle your housing situation in a recession? I'd love to discuss that with you. You can jump on the phone lines. It's 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. How do you handle housing in a recession? And we'll start with a pop quiz, because didn't we all love those as kids? A pop quiz here. Are home values going up or down right now? Are home values going up or down right now? And it's okay. You don't have to tell your spouse or your kids or the person in the car with you, if you're in the car, what you think the answer is. The normal answer to that question in a recession would be that home values are dropping. Why? Because demand for homes drops in a recession. In general, we tend to go, you know, I'm going to sit on it. I don't think now is the time to move. That is the traditional reality. But right now, we are in some sort of strange time-space continuum nexus that says, no, actually, home prices are rising right now. Home prices, as far as the data we have currently, are still going up. Now, why is that? Because even as demand has fell, right, so demand for homes is falling, but availability of homes, supply of homes, has fallen even more because people are sitting. So both have fallen, but supply has fallen even more. So home prices are still rising because for those of you who are out looking for homes, there's just not as many on the market. So we live in this strange situation right now for a brief period of time that we have home prices actually still going up as we all can look economically and say, wow, we have a storm coming. And we're going to talk about this during the show. We have a storm coming in the real estate world. In fact, the CARES Act specified federally across the board that there was a moratorium on any sort of government-backed mortgages. And that was both residential mortgages, which is the majority of people listening, but also if you owned an apartment unit, a multifamily unit, and you had a federally backed mortgage for that. You also had a moratorium on evictions. Okay, but for specifically for foreclosures, that went from March 18th for 60 days. And here we are sitting in on May 17th, meaning this is the week that that moratorium is lifted. Okay, so for those of you, first of all, first and foremost, most importantly, if you are sitting right now and you know you have just lost your job in the last week, 2-3 weeks, and you have understandably been struggling and been sitting and just going, I don't know what to do, but you haven't actively reached out to figure out a solution for how you're paying for your home, now is the time to do it. The moratorium on foreclosures is ending, and so you need to reach out specifically to the loan servicer on your home. And this is critical. There's two different roles at play here, okay? When you look at a mortgage, you have the servicer of the mortgage, the folks you interact with, and then you also have the lender, the actual person who lent or bank who lent the money. Those can be the same institution. And for a lot of banks, a lot of large banks, it often is the same institution. But there are plenty of small servicers out there. And I just talked with somebody actually today who told me, hey, look, I had this happen. Our loan within like 2 weeks of buying our house transferred to a different servicer. And it's a small boutique company. All right. And they do different jobs. And here is the problem that loan servicers, if they're only the servicer, if they're not the lender as well, are required by the CARES Act to extend forbearance to anyone who asks for it for up to 180 days. And then again, another 180 days if that person is impacted by COVID. Okay. So up to a year, you have to re-up, but up to a year. From the servicer's perspective, and this is critical, if they are not the lender as well, they have to keep on paying the lender. So they have to keep on sending payments to the lender every month while you are in forbearance. And that's not to their benefit because they're not getting anything for that. The government's just requiring they offer up to a year of this forbearance. And so what does that mean? Here is the problem. So we're going to talk about it from a few angles. One angle is if you're sitting with a government-backed mortgage right now. The other is if you don't have a government-backed mortgage or you are renting right now. And there's very different scenarios, but some of the same things to think about that I think is critical, especially as we hit that deadline this week for the end of the moratorium on foreclosures. So first of all, if you have a federally backed mortgage, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, an FHA loan, a VA loan, even an FDA loan, those are federally backed mortgages. Now, how many people have those kinds of mortgages? That's a much harder number to nail down, but I'll tell you, an Urban League study said about 62% of lien holders are federally backed mortgages. Now, that number may be low, so it may be an even higher number that's federally backed. That's the best number that I could find, which would leave roughly 40% of people sitting in a mortgage that doesn't apply to the CARES Act. And the CARES Act specifically said, look, we're going to put a moratorium on foreclosures, but then once that opens up, that gave you time in theory to reach out and settle on a forbearance, which could go up to a year. All right, so if you haven't settled on that forbearance yet, you've got to call the loan servicer. And just know this, I've heard it is very hard to find articles on this, so I'm going off of now having talked with a number of folks in the industry who are telling me stories of people calling into their servicers and saying, hey, I would like to, you know, I need to do something. I lost my job. What are the options? And actually, though there's lots of great servicers out there, some folks trying to take advantage of them. Again, why? You've got to go back. Always go back to incentives, friends. Always go back to the incentives. What is the incentive for the servicer to push you towards that forbearance and say, yes, this is a good idea for you? Well, legally, they have to allow it. But do they have to push you towards it? Do they have to bring it up? What if you haven't studied it? What if you don't know? What if you just say to them, hey, can you give me some options? Well, then, of course, they might mention that, but they can give you all sorts of options for things they can do. And trust me, what they don't really want to do is sit and pay your note for 12 months and be on the hook for that and just keep forwarding payments on to the loan provider. So first thing you need to do is call your servicer, find out, do I have a federally backed mortgage? If you do, then you want to say, hey, I'd like to move towards forbearance if you're in that position. Okay, but if you don't, it's a whole different discussion. Because if you don't, now it's the Wild West. There are no deep regulations here if you're one of the many, many people without a federally backed mortgage, but you need that kind of protection. You don't have the ability to pay for your home anymore, and you're sitting, I don't know what to do. You need to be in contact and find out, are they offering, is your specific loan servicer offering different options if you don't have a federally backed mortgage? And again, that's going to vary based on the loan servicer, but you got to figure that out first. Once you know that, then you know, okay, am I going to go the forbearance route and see where that takes me? And basically, again, that could give you up to a year of delaying payments, but those will be due. They're not going to be due in a lump sum if it's through a government-backed mortgage. You heard some erroneous things of people actually telling people who called in, well, it'll be due in a lump sum. No, that's not the case. The government's come out strongly and said that. But you do have a lot of people who are calling in and being told, well, maybe you don't want to do a forbearance. Maybe that's not a good idea. Because again, is it in that servicer's best interest? Are they incentivized in some way to say, yes, I want to give you forbearance, except for the kindness of their hearts? Well, yes, they're incentivized. They have to because of the law. But if you accept something other than that, they would be glad to have you accept something other than that. So know your rights first and foremost, okay? You got to understand, what can I do here? Now, the real question is, what's the best thing strategically for you to do? Even if you do have a government-backed mortgage, even if you do have the ability to get forbearance right now, what's the best thing strategically? It might surprise you to think through this and go, maybe it's not the best for me to do that. And we'll talk about why that is. And then on the flip side, especially if you're someone who is renting right now, or you're someone who has a loan that's not backed by the federal government, and if you're hearing this and going, man, I don't know if my loan is a federally backed loan or not, you need to figure that out. Even if you have a job right now and a fine income, knowing that answer is going to matter a lot for how you strategize for the coming months. So figure that out, because if you don't have that, then you really need to be thinking quickly, okay, what am I going to do if I don't have income right now? If we lose a job, if it's a two-income household and we both have a period of time losing our jobs, how are we going to handle that? There's a few ways to look at it, but make sure you're not caught unawares, because there is really the time right now to strategize that you may not have in 1 or 2 months.
Can't get enough of Chris? Follow him on Twitter @CWBurns for more.
Welcome back to the show. The number here, 404-872-0750. That's 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're talking about, what do you do with your home in a recession? Certainly in a pandemic as well, but a pandemic that leads to recession. How do you handle that? Especially if you're someone who is considering already, before all this, buying or selling your home, and now you're going, I don't know what to do, or you've lost your job, and you're going, oh man, I don't know if we're going to have the cash flow to pay for this again. If you have a federally backed mortgage right now, you have the option for forbearance on that note. The only way to get that is to call the servicer on the note. And if you don't have this information and you go, yeah, I really don't know, and I still have my job, I don't think I'm going to lose my job, so I guess we'll be okay. Let me just say, knowledge here is power. It is critical for you to be your own advocate. Let me give you an example of this. Renters are right now in one of the most precarious positions. Many states have passed various laws that have provided kind of a moratorium in general on evictions overall, and on, like we already said, on evictions, certainly the CARES Act provides that. But Georgia has not, and a number of states have not. So Georgia is simply banking on what the CARES Act says. And the one thing I heard consistently from every person I talk to in the industry is, we don't have clear guidance. We have not been given clear guidance. So you could call 10 different service providers right now, 10 different mortgage service providers, that would give you 10 different interpretations of how to utilize the CARES Act. That's why it's so key that you know what your options are. Because if you don't know, what could happen? Well, let me give you an example for a renter in this case. Okay, the AJC did a great article about 2 weeks ago about this, about what's happening to renters in Atlanta. So the villas at Autumn Hills in Union City, which is subject to the CARES Act due to a federally backed loan. In other words, the CARES Act federally said, hey, look, if you have a federally backed loan and you are a apartment complex or multifamily unit, you also have to extend this moratorium on evictions for a certain period of time, okay? So if you don't have a federally backed loan on your apartment complex, which many don't, you don't have those rights, okay? And Georgia hasn't done anything to back that up. But even for places where you should have those rights, listen to this. The Villas at Autumn Hills has filed evictions against 8 tenants for non-payment since the law went into effect. So even though very clearly the law federally says they can't do that, they did. It says Tiffany Edwards, a regional manager at the Texas-based Monial Management, which runs the complex, said she doesn't know why the court would accept new eviction filings if landlords aren't allowed to initiate the process. Now, here's her quote. I'm not from Georgia. I don't understand, she said. Let's just pause on this for a second. This isn't about Georgia at all. Georgia hadn't made any laws around this. This was a federal law, the CARES Act. And this is apparently an organization that runs apartment complexes all over the country, and they were still evicting people after a federal law was passed, which you would think they probably know about, considering the fact that it covers all of the apartment complexes they run, that says if you have a federally backed mortgage on that complex, you cannot evict people. And what were they doing? Evicting folks. And finally, when it went in print on the AJC, they retracted that. And they stopped those evictions. But friends, they were doing it knowing the law. So please don't assume that your service provider or your landlord or anyone else is going to follow the law just because it is the law. Even if we give them the benefit of the doubt, saying, oh, they didn't know about it, they hadn't read about it, which is hard to believe in the case of a company that runs multiple units, you have to know the law yourself. You have to be your own advocate, or else you could find yourself getting notices and going, I guess I have to move, when you really don't.
Check out DynamicMoney.com to get started on a financial plan built for life.
There's been some kind of break in the space-time continuum, and for some reason, well, we'll tell you why, because I nerd out on this stuff, but the reason, guess what's going on? Home values are still going up even as we enter into what is clearly an economic recession. That's not normal. It's not normal, but it does matter. And I want to dig into why it matters with you specifically, especially if you're someone sitting right now going, I just don't know the right decision on my home. I had planned to buy. I had planned to sell. I had planned to get out of this rental environment. And now here comes along COVID. I've lost my job, or I haven't, or I have fear that I might. What do I do with the home? If you don't have a good answer for that, you want to jump in on the conversation. It's 404-872-0750. That's 1-800-WSB-TALK. It's a strange situation right now. Because again, normally what we would see is home values dropping right now because the demand for homes is lower. Okay, but what's actually going on is even though the demand has dropped, supply has dropped even more. Why? Because people are going, I don't want to deal with moving in the middle of stay-at-home orders. I don't want to deal with moving somewhere else. I mean, what if, are there even moving companies open? The answer is yes, but it varies based on company. So the demand for homes still is higher than the supply, even as both drop, which leads us to an interesting reality as you think strategically about what do I do in the midst of this? Well, you may have opportunities now that don't exist in 6 months. All right, now, I admit, I nerd out on this stuff. I want you to walk through it with me really quick. I'm going to give some background, and I'm going to give you some stories. And if you want to jump in on the conversation, again, it's 404-872-0750. So if we know that foreclosures have been artificially stopped, and that ends this week, the CARES Act said, hey, look, if you have a government-backed mortgage, that's over 60% of mortgages in the country, there cannot be a foreclosure on you for between March, I think it was March 18th and 60 days out, which is this week. Okay, so the federal ban on that lifts. Now, in theory, that means you could be foreclosed on if you're not making payments, right? Except that there's also a provision in the CARES Act that says, well, you can apply for forbearance. That's what we talked about in the first segment. No, you need to know whether you have a federally backed mortgage or not. If you do, you have the option of forbearance. Know that going into the conversation. So if you hear anything else back from your service provider, you come equipped with the law. All right, that's the first thing you need to know. But let's just walk this out for a second. If you're in a position right now where we know that foreclosures have been temporarily stopped and home values are still going up for a brief period of time because still supply is lower than demand. Okay, now let's say that you know I'm not going to be able to pay for my home. I'm just not going to be able to. And I have a private mortgage, so I don't have the option of forbearance for a year. Okay, then what can you do? Well, for a brief period of time, you may be able to get out of your home simply by selling it. Why? Because again, artificially, because of government legislation, foreclosures stopped. What's going to increase the supply on the market? What's going to make the supply go up so that overall prices start dropping and it's harder to sell your home because there's more homes out there available? A significant upsurge in foreclosures, right? So if you're sitting right now and no one's been able to be foreclosed on, or very few people at this point, and we're only 2 months into the crisis, so even if you had a non-federally backed mortgage, you still wouldn't be at the time yet where they would have foreclosed on your home. They might be in process, but it's going to take some time. There is an opportunity right now to sell your home, and home values overall, in general, are still rising, which means you could actually come out okay from this. Versus, in a few months, are we still going to be sitting in that situation? That's hard to fathom because as we see foreclosures increase, we're going to see supply increase, and then you're not going to be able to sell your home as easily as you can right now. So it's worth thinking about as a possible solution. Hey, let's go to the phones. We have Lisa in Douglasville. Lisa, thanks so much for calling the Chris Burns Show.
Hi, good morning. Just had a question. Back before COVID hit big in February, I gave my tenants notice. I gave them more than 60 days notice to vacate the premises. I wanted to go ahead and put the house on the market, and I gave them to May 31st. They hadn't paid rent in April. They haven't paid rent in May. She won't return my calls. Okay. I'm kind of stuck and just want some expert advice on what I should do. I believe the court system in Douglas County where I live is closed, so I can't even serve eviction notice for non-payment, much less small claim support to get back rent. And now I'm wondering, is it even a good idea to try to sell it?
Okay, so the question is this. Do you happen to have on the property that you are using, that they're living in, is there a federally backed mortgage on that property?
No, sir, there is not. It's paid okay. for 100%.
So that could create some confusion, even though the fact that you started this prior to all that gives you some leeway here that you were saying, I wanted to do this anyway. But you're correct. The court systems are still catching up, but you have every right to evict, and you can still go through private process servers that are still operating. So even if the court or the police are not currently serving, private servers are. And if you already gave them notice and you follow the guidelines, I would proceed with trying to have a private server do that. Now, when it comes to actually having it go through the court system, we're kind of stuck based on what the court's doing right now, right? So they've shut down basically certain aspects of the court system right now, which will come back. But you have every right to serve them that. And if they're not responding, to call the police and talk to them about that. And the police will have to give you guidance in your area about whether they're willing to follow through. But these folks don't fit within the protections of the CARES Act or any other protections. And if you already gave them notice 60 days ago, they don't have many options there.
Okay. And then what about the market now for, as far as selling? Do you look in your crystal ball and give a prediction on whether it'd be a good time to just get them out and sit for a minute, or go ahead and try to put new tenants in, or to go ahead? What I would prefer to do is just get out of the rental business totally and sell.
Yeah, it really goes to what you prefer at this point, because we're in this, again, unique time when if you wanted to sell, housing prices for a very short period of time, I would guess, and I don't know this, but certainly seemingly are still going up. And the reason for that, again, is that demand for houses is still higher than the supply. That will change as we see foreclosures increase, right? We'll see way more supply cheaper on the market that you're competing with, so you won't be able to get as much for selling. So if you were going to say, I want to own this house long term, well, look, the demand for rentals is going to go up as well, because as people are foreclosed on, where are they going to go? They're going to go to rentals, right? But if you know that you're tired of it and you just want to get out, now is a great time to try to sell, because I doubt the prospects for selling is going to look as good in 3, 4, 5 months from now.
Great. Thank you very much. That gives me a lot of peace of mind.
Hey, thanks so much, Lisa. I appreciate your call. And that is part of the issue at stake right now for a lot of people, is that they sit and look and go, I just don't know what to do. And the assumption is, well, what I should do is just hunker down and stay. Okay, but let's just walk through this in a practical example. I have a client right now that does have a federally backed loan. Okay, so they have the right to forbearance. But they called me because one of them had lost their jobs, and the other one was about to start a job, but they don't really want to start a business right now. It's a hard time to start a business. They've always dreamed of moving to a different state. Now, they have enough money through part-time work that they're doing to cover their note on their home, and they have the right to go get forbearance for a year, okay? But at the same time, that kind of keeps them in this home long-term. So instead of doing that, because of their specific context, and that is key, their context, they said, wait a minute, we know that we can get a job. He actually already looked and applied and can get a job in his particular area in the state they want to move to. And even though they could apply for forbearance right now, they don't know whether the housing market's going to still look good in 6 months, 8 months, a year from now. So they're going ahead and selling their home now. They've already had a number of showings, and it's going really well. And if they go ahead and move, it's a chance for them strategically to move forward with the dreams they have for life, which is moving into a new area, because housing values are still increasing. If housing values were dropping right now, it might be a different story. So you need to look at all of the different factors that go into this. We're going to go back to the phones to Bill in Henry County. Bill, thanks for calling the Chris Burns Show.
How are you doing today? Yeah,
fantastic.
I was great. I was just kind of interested. You had said that the home prices were going up. We had just been in the process of trying to sell our home and went through the went through fixing everything up. I even had the whole interior of the house repainted. And my real estate agent told me that we probably were going to have to drop our price and by about $20,000. And I said, and as I got to looking, the area that we were wanting to move to, even if I did sell it, I didn't see anything that I really liked. There was, you know, there was not a whole lot to choose from. So, but it was interesting to hear that you're saying that, you know, that the prices were still rising, because that wasn't what I actually experienced, which I would have loved to have. I would love to have seen that.
Well, you make a great point. So here's the issue. When I say that, we're looking at the broad spectrum of overall, from the data we have, prices across the country are still staying steady or going up. That doesn't mean anything for your specific area, for instance. So you're in Henry County. It may be that in Henry County, they say, you know, look, actually our situation here, because of the specific context here, is different than it is in Wisconsin right now, for instance, right?
Right.
So it certainly could be different in your area, but at the same time, I would certainly talk to it. I mean, not no disrespect to the real estate agent you worked with, but it might be time to get a second opinion on that.
Right.
Because I have very little doubt that if we were to be able to look forward 6, 7, 8 months from now, that it will be much harder to sell your home. I mean, I could be wrong about that. Certainly predictions are dangerous here. But as foreclosures increase and supply on the market increases, demand is going to go down, and then the ability to sell your house for something realistic is going to go down. So now would be the time to try. You might want to talk to a second person, but at the same time, your real estate agent might be right on, and it could just be in your area. It's better to stay right now.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That it just kind of to our area. I did notice where we were wanting to, where we were looking. It seemed like that the prices were still very strong. I guess my wife and I had decided, you know what, our daughter's still in college. We're going to wait it out. She's got 3 more years of school. We're going to just wait it out, and then we'll make that final move and after she gets, when she graduates. So,
well, that's a great point. And Bill, thank you for calling. That's a great point that you have 3 years left with a daughter in college. And so at that point, if you know, hey, look, we can wait 3 years, I'd feel far more comfortable not trying to push it. But if you're in a situation right now where you go, actually, I don't know that I can keep making payments. I don't have that federally backed option for forbearance, and I could possibly get out of my house right now. Don't just talk to one real estate agent. Make sure you get a second opinion, because it can make a huge difference in your life if you get out of that payment in the short term.
Have questions for Chris? Hit him up on Twitter at CW Burns.
This is the week, friends. This is the week that the government's moratorium on foreclosures is lifted. And therefore, if you have not taken action, I hate to say this, but when we look at close to 40 million Americans who have filed for unemployment, that means a lot of people who are going, can I pay for my house? What does that look like? So make sure you have talked to your loan servicer. Make sure you understand if you qualify because you have a federally backed mortgage for forbearance. And if you do not qualify for that because you're one of up to 40% of Americans who don't have a federally backed mortgage, understand your options, because it will change from servicer to servicer. I have one client I've been working with who does not have a federally backed mortgage and is in arrears. They lost their job. Their income went down significantly. They're already behind. They're being threatened for foreclosure. And in talking with me, they were like, should we just let the foreclosure go through? Because at this point, there's no way we could sell our house. And the reality is, if you let the foreclosure go through, in theory, if you have a lot of equity in your home, which they do, then in theory, they would be able to then sell. Once the bank sold their home, they would be entitled to any equity above what was owed to the bank. That's great in theory. But the reality is the bank can mark down the cost. It goes to auction. Who knows how long it will take to sell? So you could lose a lot of money that way. I said to them, before you do that, make sure you see, can we sell the home? Because at least for a brief period of time, we're still seeing demand for homes right now. And it was a great point by Bill, one of our last callers, who said, hey, in my area, my real estate agent said we need to drop the value, that there wasn't demand. That could be the case, but make sure you get a second opinion about this, because there are so many great real estate agents out there. And just remember, real estate agents are paid off of commission. So if they want to make sure to get that commission, they're sometimes going to push you to drop the price. And sometimes that's the right idea, sometimes it's not. Make sure you work with someone that you trust in that area. But overall, a lot of you have been thinking about this, I know, and many of you looking at refinancing, it's still a good option right now to refinance if you can do it, have the credit for it, and have a job, because banks are tightening up lending right now. They're not as open to offering loans, but if you can get a loan, if you can refinance your house right now, remember, we still have historically low interest rates. So that could also be a great idea for many of you to look at. The refinance market has not gone away, even as the rest of the economy is struggling. So overall, if I missed any questions that you had, I know we had at least one caller on the line we couldn't get to. You can always go to dynamicmoney.com to ask those. And remember this, friends, your life and your future are so much more than money. Make sure you know your rights and be your own advocate as we walk through all this.